Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money B, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we ride the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Radio with Girl Chalk Mommy, the illest sex talk show ever, and I am the illest talk show host ever. I know y'all are like, she has clothes on. Look, I'm on probation on Blog TV for right now, so I am going to behave myself. So, you know, y'all get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Tonight's guest is going to be Dragon, formerly of the Rough Riders. Okay, yes, I've been drinking. Y'all know how I am on Friday night? I drink peach stock. I have to test that theory about does it make it taste like peaches. So I'm always drinking on peach rock when I go to on Friday night. So, you know, it's good. It's, you know, gosh. Jesse, what I gotta catch you guys up on? Okay. Yesterday was International Women's Day, and, you know, I gave some shout outs. You know, I'm an international woman. I'm a woman of color, woman of business, woman of sexual, explicit, vocal, lyrics, whatever you want to call it, that's what I do. And I shouted that out. I had a couple of photos, and, I am going to be putting out my March issue of magazine, but it's going to be, like, awesome. It's going to be very awesome. You guys are going to like it. If you like the first one, you're really going to like the second one. One of the pictures is my Abby on Twitter, and I promise you, that picture is super hot. It really is. I actually like it. You know, I can't do any better than this. The photographer, he really shocked me with the picture he did. And so, you know, in turn, I had to return the picture and shock everybody else with it or whatever. So, tonight is going to be tonight is going to be like an awesome ass show. I am feeling myself. I don't know what I want the topic to be. I was like, I had thought about, is marriage the oldest form of prostitution? But I didn't want to rub no married women the wrong way or whatever. But, you know, y'all click on that link right there for my Twitter, and you can see my picture from photo shoot from Wednesday night. It's pretty hot and tempting, you know, like me. So I am going to be doing the damn thing. I'm going to be having, like, a really good time tonight. I'm still trying to think of what I want my topic to be. You know what? We're going to talk about something close to home. It's going to be called Taken. Oh, wow. The topic is foul ass females and my good dudes get stuck on them. We'll talk about that too, and we'll talk about taking care of home. Like, you should never take anything for granted if you have a good girl or a good guy and you just stop doing the shit that you're supposed to, because that is just not a good, good topic. So, I mean, you know, I guess you tell by the way that I'm going to be expressing myself on certain things that I'm going to be really talking about some personal shit within me. So, you know, I guess every relationship has its ups and its downs, and it's all about how you perceive them or how you handle them or whatever. Personally, I'm a firm believer in if you start out a certain way, you need to stay that way. Don't fuck with high-maintenance female with, like, attention and affection, and you get to her just a little bit, and you don't follow through, because it'll be like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 plus more guys there to pick up your slack. And, you know, all I'm going to say is, like, when you have a good girl, and you have a freaky girl, you better do whatever the fuck you do to keep her and sustain her, because there are a lot of other people that would be willing to take your place, everything like that. So, hold on one second. Sorry about that. That was my little niece. Okay, so I got to play this song that I've been playing all day. I love this song. No, I'm going to behave myself. I told you I'm not getting kicked out, y'all. We can take this on time chat. Matter of fact, I think on Sunday night, we'll do a special time chat. I'll talk to y'all from the bathtub, the carton tubs. I'll be naked. I'll bubble all over me. And I'll be in the bathtub talking to y'all. So this is like one of my first songs. It's called, It's called Fly Over. Baby Bash featuring Miguel. I really, really like this song. So here we go.
I'm gonna see you smile. front yesterday. I was getting it so good. I thought that
it was all wet and drippy and everything like that. I was just like, oh my God. See, what happened was I found out that I could put whatever kind of videos and pictures on Movie Pinterest. So what happened was I started looking at videos on there. Now, I don't look at porn, but I will watch other people's homemade videos from fucking, because that turns me on. So I was looking at this guy, he was fucking this girl. His dick was like hella big, and she had like a really big ass. And this goes to tell you, guys, females with big asses can't take no dick. I seen it with my own two eyes yesterday. She was running from it. She had like a big gigantic booty. She was backing it up. And he was like, come here, come here. Like he reminded me of them dudes in Mortal Kombat. When I was like, over here. I was tripping. And so he was just like straight messing her or whatever. And she couldn't take it. But at the same time, looking at that big, long, luscious dingling, I was like, wow, I can use some of that in my life. Now, mind you, I was here alone. No dude, no nothing. So what I did was, I had some new toys on, what's today, Friday? I had some new toys on Wednesday. So what I did was, I pulled out the toys. So I need to have any toys yet. After seeing that video, I was worked up to where I had to play with the toys. One was new. So I tried the new one, and it's like one of those things about, about this long, and it's like a little vibrator that's around at the top, and some little thing that's supposed to tickle the clit or whatever. So I was playing with that. It was feeling nice, and I felt that it was trying to get me where I wanted to go, but I'm not used to them vibrating things. You know, things that be spinning around like, nah, I'm not used to all that. But because it was feeling good and I felt that it was bringing the orgasm to a reachable place, I said, you know what? Let me get the silver bullet. Take the silver bullet, plop it inside of me, and I got it like on the clit, right? And I'm just like, man, I'm telling you, I got it on the clit. And then I pulled it up inside a little more. Then I put that bitch, it got like 5 speed. Put it on the 5th speed. So now I'm like, and I'm like, back with my legs open, and I'm feeling like really good, right? Then I'm like, you know what? This ain't working. So what I did was, went and got Babcock. You know the ones I had that the other day? And, you know, I showed you how to lick the nut, whatever. I like fucking myself with that. I don't know what it is, but I like fucking myself with that toy because I can do it myself. So, after playing with that butterfly thingy, then with the silver bullet, no, it didn't get me there. Once I put that bad back up in me, oh my God, yo. I laid back with my legs wide open, and I was taking it out, going in and out, in and out. Oh, God. Oh, it felt so good. Damn. So then I closed my legs because then I could go faster, right? So then, like, I'm going faster and feeling so good. So then I get that feeling that I get when I'm about to come. And all females know what I'm talking about because it's like the pussy is up, and it's like you can't get enough. You cannot get enough. Big toy, whatever it is that you're trying to put in there, you just can't enough. So what I did was I started fucking myself harder, right? But then I woke up, right? So I'm going like really, really fast, like, and then I was like, slowed it up, right? Then I go back faster, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, right? Man, a pussy thrives, she wants to just come, right? So, you know, I make sure I keep it lubricated down there because I need that toy to be sliding in and out, in and out, in and out. I just need it to be hitting all the right spots. Nobody can fuck you like you. I don't care what a man says. Females, no dick can fuck you like you want to be fucked with a toy because you know how to slant that motherfucker to one side and pull it back to the other side. And this is like, man. Flashback. So, I'm laying there, and then I'm like, you know what? It's time to go ahead and pop off. I promise you, I came so fucking hard when I pulled the toy out. I had liquid all on my legs and everything like that. And I was like, oh my God. I'm not gonna say that for it. I'm just gonna say I had a really, 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 really big orgasm. Then I screamed so loud that my voice was sore and scratchy. No matter what the fuck I drank, did not make that feeling go away. I screamed like shit when I came, and I couldn't help it. It just was like, oh my gosh. It's like, oh my gosh. It's like, man, I swear my pussy was throbbing. I was like, what the fuck did I need a dude for? And I think I'm having an affair with my toy because I'm fucking my toy more than I'm fucking, period. And I always thought when you were in a relationship that, you know, you're not supposed to use toys. You're supposed to have your man more, you know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, it's not natural to me because I just started using the toy back in November. So it's like I just was like sitting there chilling and everything like that. So I was so tired. And I had to go do a photo shoot. And it was just crazy. It was just crazy. But my question is this right? Will this fuck our relationship back, the fact that I'm fucking my toy more than I'm fucking my dude? And if that's the case, do I just end the relationship and go just fuck or whatever? Because before I got in a relationship, I was in a drought. I wasn't really feeling like that. I was just chilling. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, I was like, when I settle down, we're going to have to fuck. Like, Jackrabbit's going to fuck every day, everything like that. But I don't know. Yes, Wolf, what is your question, boo? Make sure it's a good one because, you know, you ain't that far. You only it may be 10, 11, 12-hour drive or plane ride. I mean, I'm just saying, you got some vacation time coming up and you do got family down south. So what is your question, boo-boo? Okay, I don't give a fuck where you at. Can you please get Billy 40 out of here? How the fuck my ugly fat bitch when ain't shit fat on me but my butt? Man, anyway, he probably mad because his girlfriend left him for a black guy that had a dick. That's probably what his problem is, but I don't give a fuck. Thank you, I don't fuck mentality. You were so sweet doing that for me. So, I'm waiting for Dragon to call in so we can get it popping. But, I mean, question. I mean, man, give me some feedback. Is it normal? Should I be doing that? Or should I be, like, trying to hold on or whatever? You know, this is one of them times that I want to hear a man's point of view. Because I think like a man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to be girly right now. I'm in my feel mode. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm a stud or anything like that. I just know what I like and I know what I want. So I need some feedback from the men. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I feel like y'all could give me some good advice, especially Wolf. You know what I mean? Just so experienced, and he knows me, and he's a man. Boy, is he ever a man. So, I mean, you know, anytime. It's just like, you know, and I have a question. If a woman sleeps with another one without her man being there, is that considered cheating? I mean, there is no penetration unless they use a toy. So I feel like if a woman can use a toy on her own, her man doesn't consider it cheating. If she's messing with a female and they got two coochies, why do they consider it cheating? I mean, it's two men. That's just straight cheating. I mean, I'm sexually biased. You know what I'm saying? It's just certain shit that I just can't picture. You know what I mean? But I feel like if two women are sleeping together, they're fucking. I really don't think that's cheating because at any given time, you can invite your man to the bedroom. You know what I mean? So then there's other times, like, you know, if you catch a man in the bed with another man, bitch ain't finna hop in the bed. Bitch is finna get her gun and go shoot his ass, go straight to the doctor, get tested, because that's the whole nasty shit. And I know I'm about to fuck y'all up. Okay, y'all remember I had Pink Candy on the show, right? Oh, well, we'll get back to that. I have a special guest on the line. Hold on 1 second. Dragon.
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
How you doing, boo?
I'm chilling. Now, what's going on with you?
I'm having a dilemma. I'm fucking my toy more than fucking my man, and I'm trying to think, is that wrong? Should I just dip, or should I stick it out?
I can't hear you. What you said? I'm sorry. My phone breaking up.
I said I'm going through a dilemma. I said I'm fucking my toy more than I'm fucking my man. Should I stick it out, or should I dip?
Man, I can't even hear you. I don't know what's up with my phone. Hold on one second. Okay, hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit.
Okay. I said I'm going through a dilemma. I use my toy too much. I fuck my day more than I'm fucking my man, and I'm like, should I leave or should I stick it out?
I think you should stick it out.
Coming from a man, that's interesting. Why?
I don't know. I think you should just stick it out. He'll get it right one day.
Okay, but what if in one day I meet somebody that I want to just give me the business? You know what I mean? He might be, like, athletic, a rapper, nice voice, starred in a few movies, got killer lyrics.
Oh, okay. You might got to leave him then. You might got to just leave him. You might gotta leave him. I ain't gonna front. You might can't cut it.
See, I thought if that gave you a different scenario, you might change up a little bit. You might change up just a little bit. Now, go ahead and tell everybody who you are, because I know I got you in on some old crazy shit, but you know it's all good.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This drag on, also known as Hellboy, you know what I'm saying? But y'all niggas know me from, when I was working with Hoodie, when I was working with the Rough Riders and stuff like that. I've been on all the DMX albums, and Eve album, the Locks album, we did compilations and stuff, you know what I mean? I shot a couple movies and all that, and I'm seeing Crazy the Grave, Exit Wound,
and I shot another blockbuster joint. I shot a blockbuster joint called The Hustle and all that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I worked a lot.
So, when did you first get into rapping?
I started rapping since I was, 9 years old. Word up, I ain't gonna front. I've been writing rhymes for a long time.
And, okay, I know you're no longer with Rough Riders, but let's just go ahead and back up and just tell everybody how everything came into play. Because, you just came out of nowhere. You just took everything by storm. It was like you and X. It was like, y'all are like fucking brothers. It's crazy because, the movies, the rapping, the Rough Riders, the bikes, the dogs. The rumors about having good dick. I mean, just all of that.
We call the Rough Riders, for a reason. So, we do what we do. We did what we did. I got my own record label right now, too. Called Hood Environment, so... I'ma definitely need everybody to Google that, definitely look up that stuff. We got a lot of mixtapes out, a lot of videos and stuff. So, we're trying to get it popping.
So, my thing to you was, the very first movie that you did, was you nervous or anything like that, or it just came natural?
I was nervous. I was nervous for my first movie and nervous for my second one. I get nervous every time before I get on stage.
Really? But you've been doing shows for a long time. What makes you so nervous?
man. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's something that go through my stomach. I guess it's just like little butterflies or something that just go through my stomach. I still feel it right before I get on stage. As soon as I get on stage, I'm seeing it go away.
Wow. You don't drink before you go on stage or anything?
Yeah, I take a little sip of some Hennessy. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes I just go in. You know what I mean? I still be nervous though.
Have you ever had your dick sucked right before you went on stage?
Nah, I need all my energy. I get that done right after though. I need all my energy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, I get a crowd, everything. I'm saying, but right after, like, as soon as I get off stage, I need that done like ASAP.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get back to that one. Okay, I got to play this song off of your mixtape compilation called The Crazies. And you have, like, Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, and I hear you working on Volume 4. But
yeah, okay.
We're going to play, matter of fact, on Volume 3, what's your favorite song?
On Volume 3, my favorite joint, and I don't even really have too many favorite joints on that joint, but I do got a joint I really like, and I'm seeing, you know, it was a joint that I did with me and Styles P, and like, I'm seeing, you know, that joint is called Ribbon, it's called Ribbon in the Sky, and like, that joint right there is a real tough street joint, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, like, I'm saying, you know, Even though I got my release, man, like, you know, it always feel good working with my brothers and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So it's all good, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I can say a lot, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still my brothers all the way until the last days, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I would have to say that's one of my favorite joints right there, that Ribbon in the Sky joint, like, you know what I'm saying? Straight up featuring Styles P.
That's what I'm getting ready to play. Ribbon in the Sky featuring the Doc Chocolate, Sexy Lips, Sexy Dragon, and Styles P. Not saying Styles P ain't sexy, but I'm not really thinking about him right now. I'm thinking about you because I got you on the line. And then, let me shut up before I get in trouble. Ribbon in the Sky.
Yeah. clip, I got it for the food. No wishing from your side, they probably do.
Okay, Ribbon in the Sky, Rag On, also known as Helvet Elroy featuring Style C. Now, what the hell did you get come up with Hellboy Elroy? I'm curious about that one.
Yeah, like, the Hellboy Elroy thing is just, and I'm saying, you know, like, I've been through a lot, like, if I was, like, since I've been in the game, like, real tough and big, like how I was before, like, you know what I'm saying? And I've been through a lot, so it's like, I done shook hands with a lot of, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, just with a lot of grimy shit, and, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, like, I had to develop, you know what I'm saying, like, two personalities. Like, you know what I'm saying, you know, like a good and a bad, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, part of me, and, like, I let them dictate, you know what I'm saying, if Dragon even deal with you, like, you know what I'm saying, like, Elroy, like Hellboy Elroy is really two different people, you know what I'm saying, like, Elroy is the dude that, you know what I'm saying, Elroy is the dude that loves hip-hop, he loves other artists. He just loved the rap game. He just loved the industry. He just loved anything to do with hip hop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Hellboy, you know what I'm saying? The only thing Hellboy care about is drag.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And, like I'm saying, you know, that's what that is. Like, I'm saying, so Hellboy, like, I'm saying, you know, he just look out for drag. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, Elroy might give you the benefit of the doubt, you know what I'm saying? But Hellboy is just on the left side, is just like, you know what I'm saying? You know, he don't believe shit that shit happen.
Interesting. Okay, now, when you're walking on the street, right, when you're going to the studio, who are you?
When I'm going to the studio, I'm Drag.
Okay, and then when you get out the studio, you're back to drag and you're Hellboy in the studio, or you're both? It depends on the song or what you're trying to, the content you're trying to deliver?
Yeah, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, when I'm out the studio, you feel what I'm saying? When I'm just in my crib, you feel what I'm saying? I'm Mel, like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, Mel is my real name, like, you know what I'm saying? I separate all that stuff, like, you know what I'm saying? I separate this business from my personal life. And all that, and like, that's how I stay grounded. Like I'm saying, like I'm saying, you know, like when I'm in my crib or something like that, just chilling or something like that, or if I'm just like, and I'm saying, you know, just in my crib, just writing, and I'm saying, you know, if I'm by myself, I'm just Mel. Like I'm saying, but you know, once I step out my crib, it's like everybody know drag. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm saying, you know, since it'd be a lot of people all in my face. And letting them saying, you know, just with a lot of people, like letting them saying, just with a lot of people with me dealing with them, just in general, like letting them saying, you know, I had to create the Hellboy and the Elroy, like, you know what I'm saying, because I use that as like my guardian angels, like, you know what I'm saying.
Got you. I mean, I feel you on that because I have two personalities. I have Pam, and then I have Chop. And people was like, can you separate the two? I'm like, hell yes. Chop is my sexual alter ego, but Pam is a freak too. But I think Chop is more bold, and she will go where no woman has boldly gone before, like the most Star Trek shit, and just be all freaky, nasty, or whatever. And Pam's like one of those females that, I don't know. Pam is cool. Attitude, she quick to throw hands. Chop is more laid back, and she'll get in your head, basically. You know what I mean? But I feel you gotta have, when you're in the industry, you gotta have, like, two separate personalities, because you can't always let everybody see real you, because motherfuckers don't appreciate that, and they can't run with it and try to walk over you, or use you, or what the fuck, you know? It's just sad. So,
yeah, no doubt. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, you know, like, you got to care about yourself enough to know that yourself is precious. You fucking say, like, you only get one you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, you know, like, you might get, you know, like, I ain't really trying to say nothing crazy, like I'm saying, but let's just say somebody moms or somebody pops passed away, you feel what I'm saying? And then that person might get married to another person, you know what I'm saying? You know, and then that person might, you know what I'm saying? You know, he might not be your biological father or your mother, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he'll step in and still play that role. And, like, you will love that person the same way, you know what I'm saying? But it's like you only get one you, so you got to treat you as, like, a precious jewel that should not be touched just by anyone, like, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I built up, let them say, you know, I built the Hellboy Elroy thing and coming real back, real strong with my own record label, putting vibe in, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, you know, when I first came out there like that, and I'm saying, you know, I just gave the world drag, like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, that's not safe to do that. Like, you find something safe. So now I got my little Hellboy and my Elroy, you know, say, on my left and my right shoulders. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? You know, my life just been, like, I'm saying, you know, like, a lot better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see things a lot more clearer. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all gravy.
Okay, now I have a question. I hope I pronounce your name right. If I fuck up your name, Boo Boo, hit his ass on Twitter and tell him how to pronounce it. I want to say Bella Damante. She wants to she wants to know what inspires you to keep going and going so hard.
What inspires me going so hard?
Uh-huh.
My daughter. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got a daughter now, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, which is something different that I didn't have when I was in the game before, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got a daughter now, and I'm saying, you know, her name is Melody. And, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, my real name is Mel, and I do music, so that's how I came up with the name Melody. And, like, I go dumb hard for her, like, you find something to say, that's my life, that's, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, like, you know, that's my heart, you feel what I'm saying? I die for her, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got no choice, you feel what I'm saying? While I'm living, I got to go hard for her. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
Got you. Now, it's crazy because, you know, I knew you as Dragon, and my artist hit me up, and he was like, hey, here's DMX's best friend. He's like, Hellboy Elroy. Like, who the fuck is Hellboy Elroy? Then I click on your name, right? Then I get your picture, and I'm like, oh, shit. Those lips look familiar. And boom, they belong to you. I was like, oh, shit. He needs to ride the chocolate wave.
No doubt, no doubt. I got to ride that wave, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Word up.
I mean, I thought you were scared at first, but, I mean, timing is everything. Timing is everything. And I swear, that is like when we were DMing that night, and it's like, I guess you were in the studio, so it's like, you hit me back probably in between recordings or whatever, and when I sat there and I'm telling you that I wanted to fuck with you and your music, people, like, when you are sleepy, do not tweet and do not fucking text people, because you can see the world, because I didn't see that text, I didn't have a message till 6 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, oh my God, I want to fuck you and your music. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. But I was asleep, or maybe.
Yeah. Well, I was a little bit shocked. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just rode the wave with it. I said, oh, girl, okay, that's what's up.
I was like, do you think that may have been a subliminal message? Because, like, real talk, all the artists that come on my show, like, I like their music, I come up and listen to it and everything like that, but I don't know if it was because of the whole Rough Rider thing. I have a bike fetish, and I just think bikers are just like, I just think bikers are so sexy. Pending that they keep on their helmet, because when they take on the helmet, a lot of the motherfuckers is ugly, and it fucks the whole facade for me. You know what I'm saying? But it's something about Rough Riders. It just makes you like, damn, they can ride the bike. They got the pit. I bet they dick game is on point. And then the role that you had in your movies, I'm just like, shit. Like, I don't know. I ain't even lie. Ever since I seen Belly, I've been looking for a man to fuck me like that, and it ain't even happened. Like, what the fuck? Like, can you point me in the right direction that can find a nigga that can sustain me and fuck the shit out of me like that? Because New York got good dick. Don't get me wrong. Every time I come to New York, I make sure I fuck. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all got some good dick up there. I don't go on a dick straight down south just to go up north and get my back blown out.
Yeah, like I'm saying, you know, like you say, you haven't never got that done like that, and I'm saying, you know, you must be looking in the wrong places, like, you know what I'm saying?
You know, when you look for shit, you tend to find the wrong shit. So I'd be trying to, like, be nice and be on my, you know, Southern Belle hospitality shit and just be like, okay, I'm just going to chill out and, you know, we get to the telly or when I get certain places. I'll bring out the worst everybody because I'm just so, I'm so freaky. And I think I need to pray about this because some of the shit I be wanting to do is crazy. Like this weekend, I am determined that I have anal sex. I haven't had it since 2009, but I'm determined this weekend somebody is going to bust my ass wide open. I promise you that. I might even make a voice note about it.
Okay, that's what's up.
So I know I'm coming to New York in May or June, and when I come, I'm going to be there for a week, and I'm going to make you know, everybody, don't get it fucked up. I'm not telling y'all boy Errol Roy that I'm going to fuck him on Wednesday and that I'm going to fuck Dragon on Thursday. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, when I come to New York, we're going to meet and we're going to make a chop and Hellboy Errol Roy moment, and it's going to go on my World Star Hip Hop. I mean, oh, did I just say World Star? Fuck that. My World Star Latino channel. We're going to make some little cute videos so people can see us interact and see a different side to you and your funny side and, you know, your aggressive side and your serious side. We're about to go in the studio and lay down the track. And, you know, if you ever decided you wanted to do some porn, I might be able to help you. I'm not a porn star, but I could guide you in the right direction to find somebody that you can fuck and make a movie and get hella paid. So if that's what you decide that you want to do, just let me know.
Hey, but how about me and you just shoot a porn?
Well, huh? What? Now, most rappers.
Now, you heard what I said. I said, how about me and you just shoot a porn? I think that'll make more money. So I'm saying, like, that'll be some bread right there. Like, that joint will hit, like, the Ray J and the Evergirl joint. You know what I mean?
Well, I heard Kim wasn't fucking good. I heard Ray did all the work.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Like, our joint going to be way better, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I'm saying, I could tell that you're going to put some work in just like me. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be all gravy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, for real, world is small. It'd be epic, I think. You know what I mean? For real, it'd be epic.
You have me because most people always hide their face and they don't want to, you know what I'm saying? They just be like, no, I'm going to, I can't do that because it's my label or my reputation. But shit, since you put it out like that, then, shit.
I'm saying, you know, me shooting the porn won't my reputation, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a hood nigga. Like, I'm in the hood all day, so, you know what I'm saying? You know, like I'm saying, you know, like niggas know I'm a real nigga, so I'm saying, you know, my reputation stands alone in the hood. Like I'm saying, so I'm saying, you know, it's all good with me.
Oh wow, I am ready to play another. We're gonna play one of your classic hits, but I was waiting. My co-host is on. Matter of fact, let her talk to you, and I gotta do something real quick because this one. It's gonna be funny. You're gonna laugh your ass off. So, Preet.
Yes.
How long? I need you to take over 5 minutes, okay?
I'm actually at dinner.
Oh wow!
And it's loud in here, and I can't hear anything. I just wanted to say hi to Dragon.
Hey, what's up? What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm out with the family right now, but I was like, They couldn't kiss my ass for a couple of minutes. I got to talk to you.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. I appreciate that. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? You know, just grinding.
Yes, I hear that y'all have a porn coming out soon.
Yep, we got a lot of things coming out, man, for real. It's going to be real
good. Okay,
big.
I'll be holding the camera. Can we have a booth, please?
Don't need a sling or anything for the guy right there?
He's fine.
Can't really block the aisles.
Oh, okay, well then we're good right here then. Sorry, y'all. What did you say?
I'm shocked because I wasn't expecting him to say that. So I feel like this is like a public challenge on my radio show. And I think it is.
I accept.
Okay. I bet. So what's on it cracking at?
I'm kind of jealous, you know, but, you know.
This is going to be your first.
I gotta be close enough to get my face wet.
All right. You said you're gonna be holding the camera too?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, it was nice talking to y'all. I gotta order my food, and I'm trying to get a little tipsy tonight, y'all.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, no doubt. Definitely enjoy.
All right. Love y'all, and I will be hitting y'all up on Twitter.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay. Now, I cannot believe that I'm actually going to do this, because once I announce this shit, there is no turning back. So I don't need no crazy girlfriends, wifeys getting mad, because they see one this film with me, and it's going down, and you making some faces you ain't never made with them. So, you know, I'm just telling you.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. Like your father said, I'm saying, you know, I ain't got no girl right now, you feel what I'm saying? So, I'm good, I'm chill, you feel what I'm saying? I'm ready, you know what I'm saying? I'm waiting on you now.
Oh, shit! Oh, my God! On that note, I gotta play this song. It's so appropriate. It's one of yours. Because what I was trying to do is, this is like one of my daughter's favorite songs, right? This chick know all the fucking words, and I was gonna have her some little verses to you so you can laugh. She animated. She's a 21-year-old kid. So she's missed out on her opportunity. She got her tax money out. She probably drunk her every day, probably getting ready to fuck and all kinds of shit. I guess I read it right. I don't know. I don't know where she... I guess she get it from her mom. I don't know. But I gotta play this classic, Down Bottom, Dirty, Rough Rise, Dragon, and... What was his name? Juvenile?
Yep. That's Juvie.
Juvie.
Okay, I'm being nice. All
right.
Okay, here comes.
Nigga, where the weed?
Once I get in his presence and we get ready to get on the business, I'm going to flip the script. So right now, I'm ready to play What the Fuck Is Up.
But you know what, though? Let them see, after we shoot the first one, like, you know they're going to want a sequel. So, obviously, you know, you probably said it right. You probably said it right. Hold up, for real. You know they're going to want the sequel. That shit, like, hold on. We need the Crazy Six. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real, forget about the mixtapes. We need the crazy six. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to do that five right. So, you know what I'm saying? You probably said it right.
Okay, now, who are we going to get the whole crazy part five?
Oh, the lady that we were just on the phone with, and she said she's going to hold the camera, she's the host.
Oh, okay, but are you going to have a high-end to hype you up just in case I'm getting the best of you? You know what I'm saying?
Nah. I just got to make sure, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just got to make sure, let them see, you know, I'm good, I'm there, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm feeling good, everything is right, you know what I'm saying? For all I got to do is make sure Hellboy and Elroy is there. I'm good.
Okay, well, Chica's going to be there. That's the name of my coochie. I have her name tattooed on top of her. So Chica will be in full effect. Keep her shape. She stayed tight. So, I mean, no added preservatives. It's just straight natural. And head game is a felony. So, I mean, we good.
Hell yeah. You find out, say, like, no water. Everything Gucci. We good. Good money.
Oh my gosh. Now, okay, you gave me this song, and it's one you did not too long ago. It's hood something.
I don't know. I did so many hood songs. I dedicate my whole career to the hood. I don't know. What's the name of it?
It's the one with you and Swizz.
Oh, what? Is it good with me and Swizz?
Yeah,
I don't know. Is it School of Hard Knocks? I don't know. That's an old joint, but I don't know.
One that's recent, because you, I see it on your timeline, and I retweeted it for you.
Oh, okay. I think I knew you talking about the hip-hop joint, the hood-hop joint.
Yeah, that's it. Let me go find it, because I love that song.
I no doubt. Man, I forgot about that song too. Hell, but I like that joint too. That's a good one.
You can't forget about that. No. Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. I gotta find it. Because is it on one of your sites or something?
Nah, but it's on all the major, like, I'm seeing all the major hip hop sites. You know what I'm saying? Because we actually put that out. Like you're supposed to say, actually from my record label, Hood Environment, like we the ones that put that joint out. So, should be right underneath the Hood Environment stuff. I don't know.
And I'm gonna go back on that tip and put up. Damn it! Okay, Hood Environment, right?
Yep.
Now, what you got coming out for the ladies besides the movie?
For the ladies, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, like, we got a bunch of stuff coming out for the ladies, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm a really do, you know what I'm saying, you know, like a real dedication joint, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, some real slick, real swaggy joint, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, for the ladies on the opposite of H2O Part 2, like, I'm working on that right now, and, like, that's really, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, my money maker, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, the, like, I'm seeing the look, like, all of the crazies mixtape and all that I be doing with DJ Self, I just do that just for the streets, just to keep the streets motivated and let everybody know that I'm back. I got my own record label right now. And like I'm saying, you know, I still be in the studio with Swizz. I'm still in the studio with X. I'm still in the studio with Styles and all that. You find out, I said, let them see, you know, me and Eve is still like brothers and sisters. And let them say, but I got my own record label right now, and I got my own artists and all that. You feel what I say? Let them see, my artists ain't signed a contract yet, so we ain't gonna talk about them yet. Saying, but you know, I got them. You feel what I say? Like you just heard them on the song that was just played just now. And I'm saying, you know, on the What the Fuck Is Up, right? So now I'm saying, I mean, you know, we grinding, like, you know what I'm saying? So you know, your boy here, man. I'm here, man. I'm going in right now.
I see that. Now, this is about to piss me off because I cannot find the song because I know it's longer than damn 2 minutes. I know that much because I sat there and when I saw the link, I listened to it and I was like, oh, shit. And then I had to retweet
it. Yeah, I think the name of the of the joints called This Is Hip Hop, something like that, or like, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. What?
Okay, now I got a question for you. Did you ever go back and listen to that mixtape that DJ Khaled put out with the Rough Riders, the old, the new, and the present?
Nah, I don't even got nothing to do with that. I ain't gonna front. I haven't even heard it. I haven't heard nothing on that mixtape. I ain't even know anything about that. Like,
you know what?
You know what I'm saying? For real, like, I actually got my release from them. But don't get it twisted, like, I'm saying, Rough Riders still the family and everything. I'm saying, but you know, I got my release back in 08, so I don't really find out anything after 08. I don't really know anything about what's going on. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm always like a workaholic, and I'm always in the studio. So when I left, like, you know what I'm saying, like when I left them with like 50, 60 songs. They probably just put out a bunch of stuff like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Word, I haven't even heard it, but I didn't even know about it until it was already out. Like, I actually found out on my Twitter page and my Instagram. Word up, to be honest, I ain't even know anything about that.
Leave it up to Winners and tell you some shit. I found it. Okay, Drag On, and it's called Hood Hop.
Yeah, Hood Hop. That's what it is.
It's on me. Like you will be.
Awesome.
Yeah, DJ Khaled. Drag On. Shot a Swiss beat. Rough Riders.
Some of the shit that you hear on the radio today?
I'm going to be honest. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I like it. Right? And I'm seeing, I like all the new artists that's out right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like Jeezy. You know, I love Jeezy music, all of his music, and I'm, you know, I feel as though he don't do nothing whack. Like, you feel what I'm, I feel as though he's a hood nigga, like, you know what I'm saying, for real, and I really like his music a lot. And, you know what I'm saying, but there's a lot of other new MCs, too, that's out, too, that I like. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I like Rick Ross. But I'm saying, you know, I like what he's bringing to the game. Like, you found out, say, like that whole Don. Now I'm saying, you know, like that whole Don Miami look. Like, I like that. Like, you found out, say, and I like how Drake is definitely. You found out, say, I like how Drake is definitely holding shit down. I'm saying, I'm seeing, you know, for the Young Money. I like Wayne, of course. Hove. I like how Kanye be going in sometimes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, you found out, say, like. I do know it's a lot of other, like, you know, say, like MCs, especially from, you know what I'm saying, you know, like, you know, like I'm saying, you know, like maybe like from the early 2000s, something like that, and maybe like kind of upset how the way hip hop is going. But me, like, you know what I'm saying, like me, I've learned to accept it. Like, you know what I'm saying, like I actually like the way hip hop is going. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of young MCs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a real hip hop head. Like, you feel what I'm saying? So for me to see hip hop growing and being big as possible, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got a white rapper named Eminem that's incredible, one of the best lyricists out there. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we got hip hop, we got real rappers out there from, like I'm saying, all the way coming from Canada, Toronto now, and all that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm just a fan of hip-hop. So, it's like, you know, so, you know, when I watch it, like, you know, I'm, you know, starting to grow and get bigger, it's like, I love it. Like, you feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And, like, I'm saying, you know, like, a lot of people always had something to say about the South and all that, too. But I'm going to be honest with you. Like, you know, I'm saying, you know, when I first came out, you know what I'm saying? You know, I came out with South music. And like a lot of people, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I consider myself as one of the people that helped bring the South to where it's at, too. You know what I'm saying? Because when I came out, you feel what I'm saying? Like, the South was one of the first people to show me love. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real. So, like, I'm saying, you know, I really appreciate the South music and how that joint is coming in. And, like, it's a lot of South artists that I like. Like, I'm saying, you know, as well as New York artists. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, I just downloaded Fabolous. You know what I'm saying? You know that, what's that last mixtape he came out with? The Soul Tape and The Funeral and all that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm a fan of all that, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just a fan of hip hop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Word up. I love it, man. Word up.
See, I was feeling you. See, you said something about fat ass Rick Ross. I mean, if his, it's like, this is my problem with Rick Ross. I feel like, you do something, own up to it, or rap about shit that you do, right? And it's like me, it's so many motherfuckers out there that's like, oh, I'm a ride or die, like, ride or die came out, or I'm a ride or die chick, or I'm a ride or die nigga. And it's like, when shit happens, it's like, they can't ride, they can't hold it down or whatever. Me personally, I feel like Rick Ross came on somebody else's come up. See? I'm a hustler, you know what I'm saying? And when I say hustler, I really mean hustler. I used to transport coke, weed, white collar, whatever. I went to prison for 3 months, and it's like 3 years and 8 months, you know what I'm saying? And it's like I came home, and I did things differently, and I'm still true to that. It's like, you're in the street, like, if it comes down to whether your kids are going to starve or you're going to be home, you gon' flip whatever the fuck is, you gotta flip. And what I feel my problem with Rick Ross is, okay, you use Ricky Ross's name, but then you come up on his shit, but then you don't want to share the wealth. Then you fucking turn around, you think you Big Meech, you Larry Hoover, and then you still not breaking bread, and then you go as far as to bring Big Meech's mom on stage at a show, but what people don't know is not once did your ass go behind the stage and talk to her while she's in the waiting room to see if she wanted something or anything. You did that to
to show to make it seem like it was some united front. But people understand, it's like what you do in the dark comes to light. And I can't stand fake-ass rappers because so many real rappers out there in the streets that's hustling, that's getting shot, that's getting robbed, getting fucked up, and they're around to tell a story. Then you got this fat bastard coming up, and he ain't really seen a fucking key. He might see a key now, but when he's rapping, that motherfucker don't really know the science about breaking down a key or anything like that. I can't respect him as a man from the street saying that he came up like that, knowing good and fucking damn well that he didn't. When you got motherfuckers like you, X, Jay-Z, Dash, fucking everybody else that's really coming up in the streets and they're rapping about what the fuck that they're doing. I can't respect no fake-ass bitch. I can't respect no fake-ass nigga. And I can't do it. That'd be my only fucking problem. I feel like if you're going to use somebody's name or you're going to use somebody's life or you're going to just use somebody, bitch, pay homage. Pay what the fuck you owe. My favorite term is fuck you, pay me.
Yeah, I feel you. Like I'm saying, you know, if that's the case, like, you feel what I'm saying, like, I definitely feel you. It's just me, like, you feel what I'm saying, like no, so, you know, with me being in this game for, you know, I'm saying, you know, for as many years that I've been in it, right, that I've learned that 80% of these rappers ain't real, like, at all. Like, you know what I'm saying, for real? Like, even the ones you might think is real, ain't real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel what I'm saying? That's why I keep it 100, you feel what I'm saying? Like, even when I'm on the street all the way down to Twitter, you feel what I'm saying? Like, straight up, and that's why I holler everybody back, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? For real. Like, you know, like a lot of people just be bugging, like, hold on, this can't be the real drag on Twitter, because this nigga respond back to everything I say to him. Yeah, wonder why, because niggas is, because, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm really from Bronxville Projects, like, for real. Like, niggas can shoot at my projects and ask about me, or, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, you know, act about my background. Like, you feel what I'm saying? I'm a hood nigga for real. Like, I was born and raised in the hood. So, like you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I done met, like, a lot of rappers in this game. And, like, for real, I'm going to keep it dead real with you. Like, a lot of motherfuckers is fake. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, that's why I don't really, like, you know, like, I don't really be trying to take time to really pinpoint which one it is, because there's so many of them. It's like, I'd be there all day counting. Okay, look, this nigga here is fake. This nigga here is phony. This nigga here is a clown. This nigga here is a bird. Like, you feel what I'm saying? They keep it real, really. Like, you feel what I'm saying? And like, that's the only reason. That's why I say I'm a fan of hip-hop. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, the niggas that... Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, far as what the niggas be doing and what they did in their past, man, listen, baby girl, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, at least 80% of these niggas in this game right now is lying. Straight up. I haven't seen it for myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real. Take it from a nigga that been in the game since 9-7. Like, you're far as trying to say, like, you know what I'm saying? For real. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, 80% of these niggas is fake. So that's why I don't really be taking time to really pinpoint out and all that. Like, you feel what I'm saying? You know, it's just like what you said. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, whatever you do in the dark, it will come to the light. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you acting like you real in the light, but you fake in the dark, trust me, the fake is going to come out. You feel what I'm saying? And, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, certain people's going to recognize it, and some people is going, you feel what I'm saying? And like, it's going to be a lot of people that's going to react on it and feel some type of way, just like how you feel. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I can't go against of what you're saying neither. Like, you feel what I'm saying? But I just know, like, man, 80% of these niggas is fake. You feel what I'm saying? Let them test the show. Let them say, you know, me, I just stay. Like, you feel what I'm saying? That's why I learned how to separate, you know, Hellboy, Elroy, Drag, and no. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know how to separate all that shit. And just how to, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, just pinpoint what's real and what's fake. Like, these niggas, you feel what I'm saying? Half of these niggas is fake. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like me, I just stay a fan of their music. You feel what I'm saying? Let them say, you know, their music, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, long as their shit is 100 and, like, it feel good, it sound good, like, you know what I'm saying? Let them see, I ain't gonna front, I fuck with it, like, you know what I'm saying? But, man, as far as these niggas' backgrounds, man, listen, if you was to pull up in the vicinity of these niggas, like, nothing but clown shit gonna pop back up. Trust me. So, like, you know, I don't be really trying to take the time out to really, you know, I say, you know, pinpoint out. Trust me, I done came across wild fake niggas. I'd be like, damn, I ain't gonna front. Like, you know, I grew up on this nigga music. Like, I love this nigga music. Hold on. I just knew this nigga was a hood nigga. And, like, I run up on this nigga hands feel softer than. Like, you feel what I say? Like, you know what I'm saying? For real, you can tell this nigga ain't never did nothing in his life but caught. Like, you feel what I say? Just locked up and caught a deal. Like, you feel what I say? Like, I'm saying, for real, not trying to say my hands feel all rough, crazy. Like I'm saying, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, I come across the nigga mad light, he all scary, stand behind the security. Man, I done seen it all. Like, for real. So it's like, I don't really be getting into all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely feel what you're saying, though. But I don't really be trying to get. I just try to stay on the music. You feel what I'm saying? As long as a nigga don't disrespect the male, then anything is a G. You feel what I'm saying? I don't really care. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Let them see, like, if a nigga run around doing this, nigga was a police back in the days. Man, listen, whatever you did in the dark is going to come out. You, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, just man the fuck up. That's all I say is man the fuck up. That's just like, you know, if a female, you know, if you in the industry and you did some shit in the past and it come out, then woman the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah, like me, I just stay a fan of hip-hop. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of hip-hop. I ain't going to front. I like Maybach music. I like Triple C's. Like, now I'm seeing, you know, Young Jeezy. Like, now I'm seeing, you know, Young Money. I ain't gonna fight. I'm just a fan of hip hop. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't judge. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I can't. Listen, I'll put it to this way. I done seen some things go down in this rap game, right? That was noticeable. I'm talking about that been on YouTube. And no, I'm not gonna say nothing, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, I ain't really looking for no drama, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my drama ain't got nothing to do with music. So it's like, it's straight 100 over here, so I ain't really got time for niggas getting all in their personal feelings. But I done seen things go down on the net with these rappers that would have never been allowed 10 years ago. You feel what I'm saying? That would have never been allowed. I'm talking about niggas who've been up out of here, like ASAP. You know what I'm saying? Like, can't perform nowhere without niggas throwing bricks at them on stage. But, like, I'm seeing, that's just how the game is. And me, I'm just a fan of hip-hop, so, like, I'm seeing, I ain't go for it. I love all that shit. It's all good.
Got a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, when you are about to fuck a chick for the first time, and, you know, hopefully most chicks are like me, they're going to grab your dick and rub it before y'all get in the fuck. When you get hard or you're about to get hard, what do they say? This is for the females. Men, y'all can cover y'all ears, but this is for the females. We're about to talk about his dick right now for one or two questions.
Oh, what you mean? What do they say? Like, you know, they say what they all say. You know what I'm saying?
You know, like, I'm females, it's like when they see, they be like, oh my. You know, I've come across dudes and I laugh. You know what I mean? If you get a laugh, that's not good.
I never got a laugh. I never got a smirk or nothing. She said, yo, if you get a laugh, that's
hell
not good.
Have you ever got hell no?
Huh? What you said?
Have you ever got hell no?
Nope. I've never got a hell no. Ever in my life.
Damn. Can I get a picture?
Yeah, but we gotta save something for the video. But, you know, I'll send you a picture.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to go any further than my phone. I need to know what I'm getting myself into. Just think I need to go to the liquor store and buy 2 half-gallon pizza rocks. You know, I need to make sure, you know, I need to numb myself and everything like that. I'm just, you know. Ooh, wow. I got to do my homework, and I'm sure since this is going to be our first one, you know, there is no reference that I can go to on the internet to look at your game or anything like that. So, you know, boom. Got another question for you, not sexually related or anything like that. Who are the hottest 3 rappers or hip-hop artists or R&B artists that you want to work with on your next project, if you could do it?
I would like to work with Young Jeezy.
And I would like to work with Fab and maybe Ludacris or Busta Rhymes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, now do you think hip-hop is coming back to New York? Because, you know, at one time, all the hip-hop originated in New York, right? Then,
yeah.
You know, Cali had their little run, and then the South had their run, and they was killing it, because, you know, they came with them little catchphrases and them little dance and all that other shit like that, and, you know, New York was just like, wow. Then, you know, people started making music, you know, Fat Joe brought it back with Lean With It, or whatever that song was. Lean Back. I'm bugging. Lean Back and whatnot. So what do you feel New York is at in the ranking now from where it used to be?
Like, I'm saying, you know, like, the only thing, like, this is what happened to New York. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't care if nobody dispute what I'm about to say. But I said, like, you know, what happened to New York is that, like, I'm saying, you know, New York just lost the fun out of it. Like, you're going to say, like, New York started thinking a little bit too much. Like, I'm telling you, it was too much. It was way too much thinking when they going in the studio. Way too much thinking. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real. Like, if you look, like, if you look at it, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, the type of songs that New York was dropping, like, you find to say, like, when the South started winning and just started dominating stuff, you feel what I'm saying? Like, our stuff was wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, you had to really think, and everybody trying to, like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to do songs just for the radio and do songs just for MTV or make their videos for MTV. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it got too political. You feel what I'm saying? Like, the reason why it's coming back to New York right now is because a lot of New York niggas are starting to realize that hip-hop is fun. So, like, the minute you take that word out of it, like, you feel what I'm saying? And like, it's actually a three-letter little kid word, F-U-N. Once you take that out of it, like, it's a rap. Like, you find yourself, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like New York, like, the East Coast was just thinking too much. They trying to do songs for the radio. Like, you can't do a song for the radio. You got to do a hot song. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Straight up and down. Like, the radio play was hot. They don't play songs just made for that. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, if it was that, then everybody would be happy. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody would have friends on the radio right now. Everybody. Like, hold on. Look, you know, for the radio, look, all you got to do is make sure you talk about girls and don't curse. Yeah, boom. Nah, like, nah, it don't go like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you got to make hot joints. You feel what I'm saying? Hot, catchy joints that's going to catch the streets, that's going to catch the DJ, that's going to catch the radio, that's going to catch video, that's going to just hurt everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real, New York was dropping a whole bunch of stuff that was wild, political. And, like, at the same time, while we dropping our political shit, you feel what I'm saying? Like, the Dirty South, they just dropping simple shit like, cars and clothes, that's what all my niggas know. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, they over there having fun, and we over here trying to be all serious. Like, that's what messed up New York. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it was a time where a lot of rappers in New York felt as though they was too big to drop a mixtape. For real, that's why. Like, you feel, like, why you think 50 Cent came in the game so hard, so crazy on his mixtape game? So crazy. Why? Because he was like the only one really doing it on the mixtape, like hard body crazy, like just having fun. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, for real, mixtapes is fun. Well, you don't really get paid for that unless you put it on iTunes. Then you got to make sure all the beats is original and all. You feel what I'm saying? Like, niggas is just dropping mixtapes and having fun. And that's why 50 Cent came in the game. But, like, you feel what I'm saying? You see why New York is coming back right now? Wonder why? Because you got a lot of rappers that's dropping mixtapes that wasn't even dropping mixtapes before. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real. Like, for a while, letting them see, you know, nobody was even dropping mixtapes. The whole mixtape game was gone. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, now it's like, you know, like, you got, I'm dropping mixtapes crazy. You got Fabulous dropping mixtapes crazy. You feel what I'm saying? Like, just free, just for you to, like, you feel what I'm saying? Just food for the ear, just to keep things going, keeping the momentum. And that's what hip hop is about. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
And, like, that's why I started to turn around. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, New York was taking this thing a little bit too serious and trying to, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, trying to contemplate on things too much. Nah, hip-hop is fun. You just got to work and put out mad jumps. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got a couple haters out there that might be hating on Lil Wayne, saying this, saying that. But, you know what I'm saying? The reason why Wayne won is because Wayne, all he do is just work. Work, and then he put out mad joints, and just have fun. Like, man, listen, I'm going to just put out 1,000 songs on these niggas right quick. Straight up and down. See what they going to do with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? For it was a time where niggas only put out a single, and then they video, and then they second single, and then the album. Like, that's so cliche. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you got to have fun. Like, you got to drop the mixtape. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying for real. Like, I remember when Jadakiss, right before he dropped his first solo joint, and all that, he had dropped this mixtape and all that, him and Green Latin. That shit was crazy. That shit helped him sell his records and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, and once niggas forgot about all that, that's when they went in somebody else's hands that was having fun. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, the niggas in the South, they having fun. They doing songs with each other. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Jumping on this joint, he jumping on that joint. Rick Ross jumping on a joint with Jeezy jumping on a joint with Wayne. Wayne jumping on joints with Drake. Drake jumping on joints with Nate Bagley. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Straight hip-hop having fun, and that's what hip-hop is about. You know what I'm saying? This shit started in the park where niggas ain't even know each other. Niggas just passing the mic off. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real, and that's what it's about. So once niggas lose that, it's a wrap. Right now, New York is starting to realize what that is. Like, hold on. Albums, mixtapes, singles, you feel what I'm saying? YouTube, World Star, all of, like you feel what I'm saying? Everything is important right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything is important. Everything is hip hop. You know what I'm saying? For real. So that's why it's starting to come back. You know what I'm saying?
That's some serious ass shit right there. But, I mean, you have a point. Like, as long as people, like, let's stay fun and stay focused, then it's fine. But the minute you start getting serious and you start trying to change up the remedy or change up something that, what's that saying? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And a lot of people sit there and try to compete, but everybody has their own different rap style. And I feel like the industry is big enough for everybody to have their own individual projects, own individual movements, own individual styles. So then when people do come together and do compilations and collaborations, it makes it that much more important because you have like, oh, wow, I'm going to listen to Dragon. And, you know, oh, I'm have like, Lazy Bone is going to be on here, or Mystical, or, you know, you got such a wide-ass variety that the song has no choice but to be a hit because there's so many fucking different styles. And I guess people just, you know, got the game fucked up a little bit. I mean, it's different because I just think about rap back in the day when it had some serious-ass messages. Like, remember when Poor Righteous Teachers came out, X-Clan, Brand Nubian, The Guru. Well, he was Gangstar before he became Guru. Then, Boogie Down Productions,
and all that was hip hop. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's just like what I was saying. Like, you feel what I'm saying? And, like, I know when Brand Nubian and the Leaders of the New School and Queen Latifah, like, they all formed one clique, like, that original Flavors of the Flavor Unit, they all linked up, you feel what I'm saying? Like, that's why the South is winning, you feel what I'm saying? Like, that's what the South is doing right now that a lot of people don't even act like you feel what I'm saying? They just want to act like they don't see it, you know what I'm saying? But that's what it is. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? For real, why New York niggas acting so funny, you feel what I'm saying? Not want to do songs, and I'm taking 2 months to send the verse back to do the song, act like they don't really want to do the joint. No way. So the South is doing exactly what Queen Latifah and Brand Nubian and Leaders of the New School was doing with that Flavor Unit. Like, you feel what I'm saying? They all just linking up, they doing songs, and they cutting them checks. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real, that's what it's about. It's about having fun. You feel what I'm saying? What I'm saying? For real, once you take the fun out of it, it's over. I'm telling you, it don't matter what coast it is. It could be the West, it could be the East, it could be the South, it could be up north. It don't matter what it is. You feel what I'm saying? If it ain't hip-hop, it ain't what it is. I'm telling you. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real, these are them niggas is winning because them niggas is doing songs with each other all day. You hear them niggas linking up, getting cracking joints, like, you know what I'm saying? All day on each other, mixtapes and all that, going in. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real, going in, too, like, going in. They ain't even charging each other, too, but going in like as if they just got a check for $10,000. now the song is all big, and now the song want to get put on the album. Now they getting they check what they really wanted. You feel what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel as though New York lost that. You know what I'm saying? For real, just trying to get so political, trying to do songs just for the, yo, that joint killed me when niggas used to tell me, yo, listen, you gotta do a joint just for the radio. I still look at niggas like, what? Man, listen, I'm going in the studio and do a hot song, and then I'm gonna give it to the radio and hope they like it. Like, straight up down, that's what I do. Like, I'm not gonna do a song just for the radio. Like, you feel what I'm saying? I'm not gonna shoot a video just hoping MTV will play it. Like, nah, no way. I'm gonna try to shoot an incredible video and hope that MTV will play it. Like, you're gonna say a whole World Star or BET or whatever it is to play it. That's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas think, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, this whole rap game is a dice game. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what your hand going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not guaranteed. Ain't nothing guaranteed in this game. This shit is a real hustle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Straight up and down. That's why I really respect you when you say, man, listen, I come from the street. I'm a real hustler for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? And just being in this game is like, you got to be a hustler. This shit is a hustle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing guaranteed. So it's like, you can't just do certain things for that. So that's what messed up, like, you know what I'm saying, with far as with the East Coast. But, you know, it is coming back a little bit, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, in our court. But I don't feel as though it's going to ever just be in our court. I feel as though hip-hop is just big now. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how it was always the East and the West, and then the West, and then the East, and then the East and the West. Now, you feel what I'm saying, it's East, West, and South, and then it's going to be a sprinkle of other people coming from other places now. Like, straight up and down, that's how it is. It's not going to just be East and West no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's like this. Either you accept me for who the fuck I am or don't accept me at all. I'm not about to change. Like, people is like, oh, Chop, you have an option to be on mainstream radio as a personality. Can I cuss? No. Can I talk about fucking? No. Then fuck you. I'm good. I control my own destiny. At the end of the day, as long as I keep it real and I have an outlet for what I'm doing, I'm straight. And when I have artists that come on my show and they thank me for having a platform that I have because they get to show a different side to their fans, followers, supporters, and for those artists that use the word groupies for their groupie too, I feel like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Mainstream ain't for everybody. I just feel like, find your fucking lane, stay in it, drive that bitch till the motherfucking wheels fall off.
Word up.
And then if somebody
word up, I definitely feel you on that, man.
Shit, then they will. Don't word change up. For nobody. Always be yourself. As long as you stay true to yourself, fuck everybody else. Can't nobody say nothing. And then your music gonna reflect that. Your work is gonna reflect that. The way you fuck gonna reflect that. I mean, everything is centered around how real you can be with yourself. Because if you can't be real with yourself, you sure as hell can be real with me or anybody else. And that's what motherfuckers don't understand. That's why when I meet somebody, I have to look them in their eyes when I talk to them. Because you can do whatever. You don't have to look at me. You can change your facial expressions or whatever. But your eyes don't lie. That's the gateway to your fucking soul. You can't change your soul. It is what it is. That's why every time I meet somebody, I'm dead in your fucking face, looking you dead in your eyes. You'll blink before I blink. Because I need to understand what kind of bullshit you're going to shoot to me so I can come in and shoot your ass down and hurt your feelings.
Word up. Word up. I feel you on that.
And I got a few more questions because I know you. Are you going to the studio tonight?
What you said? Am I going where?
You going to the studio tonight?
Nah, not. I think I'm going to just stay in my crib and just write. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to do a lot. I'm not going to feel like I do a lot of writing in my crib. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't really like writing in the studio. That should be killing too much time. So I do most of the writing in my crib. So I think I'm going to just make this a write night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got some shit you can write, but
oh, word. Okay, you got something for me to write on?
Oh yes, I sure do. I sure do. Matter of fact, this month, I have been blessed the opportunity of being a writer for Indie Artist Magazine, and I have three pages. pages. And, you know, two pages is for them and the third page for me to sell or whatever. And when it was first presented, because we haven't had the opportunity to talk, I told them I was going to get you on my show, and they were a big fan of yours. So my first article, because you know, I have my own magazine, you're going to be in that as well. But my first article for this magazine that's strictly for Atlanta, Miami, and Kentucky and international, it's going to have a nice write-up about you.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. Hold up. I need that.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure you get everything you need. Fuck what you want. I'm going to make sure you have all those necessities covered.
Yeah, I need everything I need. Everything.
Yeah, we ain't going to shortchange you. Nation. I'm going to give you everything you need. And in the movie, I'll give you everything you want.
I bet. That definitely sounds like a plan.
When does the Crazy Sport 4 come out?
Well, right now, we're working on that right now. I'm waiting on a couple of the artists to send their verses back. Like, you're going to say, like, I can get on and tell you the name and all that, like, you know what I'm saying? On the Crazy Sport, I'm trying to have Christian Dior on there and Blue Da Vinci. And Cassidy, like, you know what I'm saying? On this one right here, I'm going to go real youthy. You know what I'm saying? On the crazies part three, you know what I'm saying? I have Styles P and Kel Rel and Gunplay, you know what I'm saying? But this one, I think I'm going to really give a chance for, you know what I'm saying, you know, for the youth to really come up. So I'm going to really put Christian Dior on that joint. And let them say, but that's if these niggas send their verses back in time. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't waiting all day for niggas' verses. I ain't a fan. I don't care who you is. I sent the song out to Blue Da Vinci. I spoke to him on some real G shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, he's a real G nigga, real street nigga. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, we spoke back and forth on the phone and got that popping. So, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully he sent his verse back in time. And Cassidy, hopefully he sent his verse back in time. And then let them see, I'm going to cook up a joint right now for me and Christian to get on, and then we're going to get it popping. Like, I'm saying, let them see. I don't know if you ever heard of Christian Dior, but I'm saying, you know, he over here doing his little 1-2, and, like, the nigga's a cool dude, so I'm going to definitely work with him. And I'm saying, you know, he got a couple joints on the radio. Like, you feel what I'm saying? He's working. He's grinding right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, cool dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm a definitely get that shit popping.
That's crazy because I met Blue Da Vinci last year, and this is how I'm not naive or anything like that, but like I said, I started getting locked up in 2001. The last summer I saw was 2000, and then I didn't see another summer till 2006. So when I came home, I wasn't really on this BML shit or whatever. You know, I just heard little things here and there. So my manager at the time told me that Blue Da Vinci was home, and I'm like, okay, you know, any rapper that comes home from prison, we cool, because I did 3 years, 8 months, so I know what it's like. So I meet him. We talk on Twitter. We talk off the phone and everything. And I actually meet him on July 4th week or whatever. But by then, I knew who he was. But when I had been talking to him, I had no clue who the hell he was. And everybody thought it was funny. They're just like, what the fuck? I'm like, look here. I don't talk to people because of who they are as far as in the industry or the limelight. Because truth be told, you put your pants on one leg at a time like I do. Only thing you do differently is when you piss, you stand up. I sit down and you don't have a period every month. But other than that, I mean, you're like the same person. So I don't tend to treat people like, you know, they're like stars, this, that, and the third, because they're normal people. Because if you could not rap today and you lost whatever money you had, you would still be male, a.k.a. Dragon, a.k.a. Hellboy, a.k.a. Elroy Mel. You know what I'm saying? And now I look at it because at the end of the day, people were just blessed with what they have and the choices they made. And like I said, it's here today, gone tomorrow. But if you're a real woman or a real man, that's gone forever. The money can't take that away.
Yep, you're right about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I met you in the street, I would just be like, oh, my God. Like, I would be, like, a little shy and a little shocked or whatever because I just know the effect that you have on me from the music and from the movies that I watch. Because I have watched everything because I still have, like, hella shit to catch up on. And I've been home for 6 years. But, you know, what people understand is when you get locked up, you can't catch on your sleep, you can't catch up on all the... For me, you catch up on all the dick you miss, and you can't catch up on all the music and the movies that's out there. It's just not enough time in the day. So you just catch what you can catch, keep it moving, and focus on the new shit that's in front of you. Do you have any plans for any future movie projects or anything right now?
Yeah, I actually just now hired back my whole management team that I had with me that actually was the people that actually put me in Exit Wound and Cradle to the Grave and all that, DMX and Jet Li and Steven Seagal and all that. So, you know, we're working on some things. It's just right now, like the main focus right now is the opposite of H2O2. And obviously, you know, on the side, I'm just giving them the crazy, just warming them up for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's like, you know, the main focus. I'm saying, that's how I did it the first time. So, you know, it's just like what you said. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, what ain't broken, don't fix it. So, and I'm seeing it like, I focus on my music the first time, and then I went and shot some movies. You know what I'm saying? It's just this time. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got my own record label, and it's like I'm gonna really hold down and really lock down this music shit like the way I was supposed to. And also shoot movies on the side, like you know what I'm saying. It's just right now the main focus is the opposite of H2O2.
Well, I really appreciate you riding the wave with me, and we got to get like a whole lot of stuff in place for you because I write this blog. So hopefully, I'm gonna send you everything that I need from you and what you don't have. Let me know, and I'll make sure that I create it and have it by Sunday because that's the latest I'm going to write because I want to make sure I do you justice, and I want to make sure everybody can find you entirely via internet, Twitter, Facebook, everything. You know what I mean? It's just like,
I like the Facebook. I'm saying, I be on my Facebook every once in a while, I'm saying, but, you know, I'm really on Twitter. So, like, I'm saying, you know, I definitely just want everybody to follow me. Hellboy Elroy 1, or on Instagram, my channel is drag_on, and, what's my channel? My channel is drag_on_1, like, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, hit me on, you know what I'm saying? You know, definitely follow me on that, and, like, you know what I'm saying? Everything all good, you know what I'm saying? For real, like, I really appreciate, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? All the support that you're going to give me and everything you've been doing so far. I'm saying, for real, I really appreciate that. Like,
you ain't seen nothing yet.
All right. That's what's up.
Yeah, once you ride the wave and you stay on the wave and you basically took over the shit and had me fucked up and people been tweet about it, I can't do nothing but just go. The same way that I go hard, I'm going to have to go hard for you. Because I always measure shit on Twitter reach. And earlier today, I don't know what the fuck happened, but I checked my stats, and for the last 50 tweets that I tweeted, it reached like 178,000 people. That shit fucked me up because I would never go that far. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing differently? So I feel like I'm blessed to have a serious ass reach. So I have to share that bliss, and I can't sit here and just try to keep everything to myself and my Chocolate City movement because that's not what I'm supposed to do. I've been put in a position where people listen to me, they come to me for advice, or they know that I don't fuck with bad shit, bad music or whatever. So I have to help people, and that's what I'm here for. I'm helping myself, but at the same time, I'm going to help as many people as I can while I'm able to do that because that's just what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, no doubt, definitely. No doubt, man, what I'm saying for it. I really appreciate that. But seriously.
Insta, do you have any shout-outs you want to say before we get off the air?
Man, listen, I want to give a crazy shout-out to my whole Hood Environment staff. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, crazy shout-out to you, man. Like, I'm saying, for real, the whole Chocolate Wave staff up there. And I'm saying, for real, I really appreciate y'all having me on the show. You know what I'm saying? I just want everybody to follow me on Twitter and all that. You know what I'm saying? And let them see, you know, if you holler, yes, I do holler back. You know what I'm saying? Let them see what I'm a real G, nigga. And let them see, if you say some slick shit, I'll follow you. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you talk some dumb shit, I ain't going to follow you, though. Like, you know what I mean? So let them say, you know, and I'm saying, you know, everything regular, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, shit regular. So, you know what I'm saying? Everything good. And I'm saying, you know, follow your boy. I'm here, and, like, I just want to give a crazy shout-out to the old Chocolate Wave, everybody up there, man. Like, I'm saying, what, I appreciate everything. Straight up.
Well, I appreciate you.
And I definitely appreciate the patience, too, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I got a stuttering problem like a motherfucker. You know, like, I'm saying, you know, I've been stuttering like a motherfucker. Man, listen, you know, I can't talk worth a damn, like, you know what I'm saying? But I really appreciate y'all having me on the show, though, dog.
You know what? I'm not really tripping out that. I just feel like, you know, I just made you nervous. So, you know, that's...
Oh, nah. I ain't never done it. You know what it is? I just can't talk worth a damn. I don't understand. Let me say, you know, this stuttering shit. I thought I was going to grow out of it. But I don't know. It just seemed like I grew into it more. I don't know what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I ain't never nervous. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we going to see who's nervous on this movie, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? For the crazy style. So that's what's going to be. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to be in black and white. What's going to let people know who nervous, what it is, what it is.
I'm going to be nervous.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be real nervous. I mean, but you know what? I think the reason why you still have your speech issue is for you to be a spokesperson for everybody that feels like because they stutter that people are not going to understand or, you know, they can't do whatever it is they want to do. So I feel like you're being used as a tool to let people know, like, shit, you can still do whatever the fuck you want to do. Bust your gun.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't really talk with a damn, but I'll flame one of these guys out here. Like, I ain't playing with these niggas out here, like, seriously. And they know it, too. That's why they be taking so goddamn long with saying they verses back. Word, I'm saying, but, you know, it's all good. Like, feel say, like, I love everybody and letting them see, you know, your boy Drag On back. And, like, I'm feeling good. Got my own record label. A lot of people supporting. A lot of people showing love, like, you feel what I'm saying? Straight and down, let them see, you know, crazy shout out to Swiss and the whole Full Surface, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, definitely backing me on what I've been doing so far. I just appreciate everything, man, like, you know what I'm saying, everything is all love. Word up.
Well, I really appreciate it. I'm about to hit you, get a text so I can go ahead and see exactly what all I need to do over the weekend to get, your Hood Environment Movement official in my rotation and everything like that.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. No well, Dragon, thank you so much. Like, I am so excited about this little future project. Matter of fact, get your ass on Twitter. That's what you do. Get on Twitter because we're about to pop it off.
I bet. I'm about to get on Twitter right now. Make sure everybody follow me. Hellboy L1, you know what I mean? Straight up. I'm about to jump on Twitter right now and Instagram. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm on both. I got the iPhone, and I'll be switching from back and forth. So, yeah.
I'm on BlackBerry. I can't fuck up the Instagram. That's for the little iPhone people. I will see if I can get you to transform. This is Chad Mom. You guys have a nice shout out to Hellboy Elroy, aka Dragon. Much love and respect over here. I can't wait to fuck. I can't wait to work with you.
No doubt. No doubt. I can't wait to fuck you too. I mean, work with you. You know what I'm saying? For real, for sure. All right.
You have a good night.
All right. You have a good night.
Bye.